This morning, a rare sight on the front page of the New York Times. Check this out. It's an editorial taking on the gun culture in America. It is the first time since 1920 that the Times has put an editorial on its front page.
The editorial board slammed the gun industry and the politicians who back them, writing, quote, "It is a moral outrage and a national disgrace that people can legally purchase weapons designed specifically to kill with brutal speed and efficiency." The killings pushing the New York Times to take a dramatic stand on gun control, running a front page editorial for the first time in nearly a century. The editorial board calling it a national disgrace that people can legally purchase weapons designed specifically to kill.
For the first time since 1920, the Times published an editorial on its front page. The title is End the Gun Epidemic in America.
It calls for certain types of assault rifles and ammunition to be outlawed, saying they are weapons of war. It lashes out at elected leaders opposed to new gun restrictions, saying, quote, "Those politicians abet would-be killers by creating gun markets for them." The editorial is likely to stir up even more debate in the presidential campaign.
And the New York Times weighing in with this, its first front page editorial since 1920, saying it is a moral outrage and a national disgrace that civilians can legally purchase weapons designed specifically to kill people with brutal speed and efficiency. These are weapons of war.
And one more note on all of this. For the first time since 1920, the New York Times ran an editorial on its front page today. In it, the paper calls for greater regulation of guns in this country following the string of recent mass shootings.